It's not about Eberle or Yakupov or even Nugent Hopkins. The if you want a cut to cure, you feel like it's Taylor Hall.
Absolutely, 100%. And the biggest awkward party in Edmonton is that Connor McDavid should be the captain of that hockey club, but Taylor Hall still struts around like he's, you know, king of the jungle. It's over. If he was a great leader, he'd have a C on his chest, and this team wouldn't be in the basement every year. He's too good. And there seems to be an acceptance of poor result. And that is not what you see with from leaders. They don't allow that to happen. They get mad. They call teammates onto the carpet. That's not what Hall does. And he's the guy that has the biggest value. Trade him for a bloody defenseman who knows how to play defense.
Or a resolution, right? That, well, this is just the way it always goes.
Yeah, and that's all he's used to.
You're just used to it, and you accept it because that's the way it's always been.
Well, and the other thing, like Eberle, really nice guy. But this notion that he's this winner that everyone in Edmonton seems to chant, like the last time he's in the playoffs was his 17-year-old season in junior. I mean, in junior, if you're a good 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, you should be able to take the team on your own to the playoffs. Like this notion that these guys are just winners, it's so bogus. They're losers. McDavid should be their captain, and they've got to cut bait with Tall while there's still some major value there, and there is.
Jokinen used to get 80, 90 points a year in Florida.
And never make it.
Never make it. And that was always my thing was, if a guy's that good, why is he not helping his team? Why?
Exactly. Is there accountability from Hall to others? Like, is he questioning other guys' work ethic? Absolutely not.
Hall this year, 80 games, 25 goals, 61 points. Last year, due to injury, missed about 30 games. The year prior, 27 goals, 80 points. That easily his best season. I feel like, and I said this earlier, and I'm just piggybacking with you. I think it's always interesting to watch a player who's still young, and he is. But for Taylor Hall, he's been the golden child from the time he's played Pee-wee. And even before that, right? You'd be a high pick coming out of the Bantam draft. You go to junior. He played junior, two Memorial Cups, MVP, all of this, first overall draft pick. You're the face of the franchise.
World championships every spring now. Results
and now
there.
The Oilers win the draft lottery, and there's now this is that's great. You were great, but look now what we've got, and he's no longer the shining piece in that locker room or with that team anymore. And I think he's the kind of guy that affects him negatively. Some guys would say, I'm going to be better. I don't know that that's him. I think that he's...
Didn't he tweet something when they got him?
Yeah, something about, make sure you get me the puck.
Yeah.
My words, not his. Hey, make sure you get me the puck.
Yeah.
And that told you all you needed to know.
Exactly. I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, huh.
Is that the leader? Is that the guy that sets the
That's
culture?
That's not, yeah. Hey, welcome to the team. So excited to have you. Get me the puck. Something's not right.
The trouble being, okay, we're going to trade Taylor Hall. 29 other teams are interested in Taylor Hall. But they're going to want to give us absolutely nothing for him. Right? Who's going to step up and say, you know what? I'm willing to pay, if not overpay, to get Taylor Hall because I think he's exactly what we need.
You never know. He's still young. He's
a good player.
Get you 80 points.
But you know what I mean?
If you bring him out of there, maybe he doesn't feel like he's the... Maybe it's a eye-opening experience for him. Maybe a coach. Everyone feels like they can...
Right.
Right?
I don't doubt what his production will be. I just mean right now. With the Oilers being 30th,
well,
with all
of course they're going to, but it's just like you said about Reinhardt. If you have the number one pick again, who cares? Get what you can get because you know you have to cut it out. Right? Like you can't just say, well, I could maybe get better in 3 months. Well, maybe you could. Maybe you could get a better return in 3 months into the season when a team gets an injury and they're really hurting. But at some point... You got to just do it, right? It's never perfect.
I still think he's a really coveted commodity. He's a guy that can be a point per game, top 10 scorer in the league. And as long as you're not asking him to be a leader, he's a perfect tertiary piece. Imagine him in Nashville. They can't score. That's a perfect guy to throw on the wing there.
I mean, just to clarify, it's not that I don't think he's a good player, because I do. But what I mean is, I would think teams would look at the Oilers and say, well, let's see what we can, because they're desperate to make changes. Let's see if we can. And you, I think you do that with every deal.
I think you do it with every deal, and I think that you would be a little bit careful. If you actually thought you could get a Taylor Hall and you were comfortable with what you were giving up or what they were asking, I don't know if you squeeze too hard, because when you're looking at Edmonton, they can move anyone, right? It's not like they've only got one poker in the fire.